rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, we had another chilly, frosty morning this morning. It was pretty, I had to scrape ice off my work vehicle this morning, so it was pretty cold, but it looks like that's it for a while now, and it's warming up nicely. The winds are up. And let's check out some of the temperatures in our listening area real quick. Looks like Slapout is the warmest in the whole state, 67 degrees. Woodward, 65. Butler, you're at 59. Hollis and Altus, you're at 60. Hobart, 57. Bessie, 56. Eric, Oklahoma, 59. Shamrock is 60, and Perryton, Texas is 65, and Wheeler, Texas is at 58 degrees. Nice day. Well, we got a whole lot going on the show today. First, just want to let you know, going on right out here north of Elk City at one of the flood prevention dams, they've got the North Fork of the Red River Conservation District has the Ag in the Classroom going on, the outside one. Cassandra sent me some pictures, and actually I might know some of those people. I seen Marcus Thibodeau, my French Quarters guy from Pack Saddle there, and I also seen the picture was kind of blurry on the background, but it looked like Brian Pritchard from the FSA office here in Beckham County was there. So anyway, they got that going on today. A lot of schools. I have a lot more details for you tomorrow. I'm actually going to go to the classroom going on in the morning out there. Looks like the last year, the wind and cold, and again this year, but looks like tomorrow's going to be a nice day. According to the forecast, there might be some of us out here in western Oklahoma get to 90 degrees come Sunday. So we're going from 33, 32 this morning. Some places, I've seen some places in the middle of Oklahoma is 25, 24, pretty quick. So anyway, it's typical Oklahoma weather. Well, a couple of quick announcements to make real quick from the OSU Extension. Oh, I seen Greg Hartman picture out there. So he's from the Beckham County OSU Extension office. He was out there. I seen him too. But this actually is coming from his office. You guys needing some CEUs, listen up. October 27th, a Thursday. I guess that'd probably, be a week from tomorrow? Would that be right? Yep, a week from tomorrow. Starting at 9 o'clock at the Beckham County barn there in Sayre, they're going to have the wheat weed management. And from 9 to 9:30, private applicator rules for maintaining your license. From 9:30 to 10:20, the grassy weed identification in wheat. And then from 10:20 to 11:10, new herbicide traits in wheat. And also from 11 to lunch, conventional grassy weed management options and wheat. They'll have a lot of people here from Oklahoma State University. One of them I noticed real quick was Gary Strickland. He'll be doing the cropping systems specialist. That's what he'll be doing, the grass weed identification, I guess. I'm sorry. And wheat. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and Food and Forestry will also be there. So if you need some CEUs, three of these will be available in Category 1A. Also, then, that afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock, pasture weed management will be happening. From 1 to 2, managing weeds in the pastures. Scott Nolte, weed scientist from Texas A&M University, will be there. And then from 2 to 3, the ins and outs of sandbird control. Man, that's just right. I'm going to go over and check this out because sandbirds have taken over a lot of area this year. So anyway, Brian Pugh from Oklahoma State University will be there to talk about sandbirds. And then from 3 to 4, the weed identification in pastures, the troublesome invasive beneficial. They'll be talking about that. Laura Goodman, range ecologists from Oklahoma State University will be doing that. And again, three ODAFF CEUs in Category 1 will be available for that. If you guys got any questions at all, call over at the OSU Extension office at 928-2139. Talk to Greg. Anyway, he's not there right now, but anyway, that's coming up a week from tomorrow. If you need some CEUs, be a good time to get them. I know it's a busy time of the year, but you're going to have them for your license, application license. I learned something last night. So I have this motion light out there on the barn, and on our north wall where our master bedroom is, we have a big glass window there, glass block window. And I turned over in the bed about 12:30, and that light was on. So I got up, went over there, and looked through the bathroom window to see what it was. And it was last week when I went and aired up some tires for Chad and Bobby in the peanut field there by my house. Chad had picked up one of these vines that I took a picture of with all these great peanuts that he's got on there. And they were laying out there, and the coons finally found them. There was five young coons out there. Well, I got these two dogs that like to play with coons. So anyway, they knew when I got up and was looking through the bathroom, I went running through the house, and they were going to tear the door down to get out. They knew something was up. Well, Sister is my farm dog, and Zoe is my hunting dog, and she's a long-haired hunting dog. She's got lots of hair on her. Well, I opened the door and the race was on, and Zoe sounded like a bloodhound going after the coon. Sister grabbed one real quick, and then another one come back through the backyard, and Zoe, I could hear her way off down on the creek down in there. Well, they finally come back. I probably won't do that no more, because Zoe was solid sandburrs when she come back. So I picked out two handfuls of sandburrs out of my dog at 2 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't a very fun deal. But anyway, Sister got one of the coons, and Zoe, I don't know what she got besides sandburrs. But anyway, they really, that's why they love me, because there's always something going on around with me with the dogs. Anyway, we had fun. My wife was yelling at me not to do that no more, and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it was all good and fun. But there's anyway, coming up, one more thing coming up Friday, if you guys are interested. I had him on the show last Friday, Army Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, 2000 Merit High School graduate and recipient of the Medal of Honor, highest honor given out to any military person, will be in the Elk City area this Friday. And they got a private luncheon going on at Simon's. That's nobody's invited. That's a private luncheon. But then about 1 o'clock, the sergeant will lead a rally at the Merritt Public Schools, and then he will come into Elk City to the new Arrowhead Activity Center approximately 2:30, meet with some students from Elk City there, and the public is welcome to come to the Arrowhead deal and watch that. Both rallies, he will discuss his service to the country. I'm getting it, and if you want to know exactly what's going on with him, the Beckham County Record come out today, and Shonda Little had been talking with me about this, and she even mentioned my name in the article. I guess when me and Sergeant Plumley was talking about putting water gaps in the creek in the winter, which ain't a fun thing. And then he will be at the Merritt High School football game Friday night. And I think he's going to be in the booth with my boss, Blake Brewer, help call some of the action at the football game on Paragon TV. Don't want to miss that. And then Saturday, he heads to Stillwater, and he's going to be at the OSU game. I think, according to the agenda I've seen, he's going to meet with the OSU wrestling team. He's going to do the walk, whatever they do at OSU. I'm not totally familiar with what they do when Coach Gundy and the football players come out. And then I think they're going to recognize him at the halftime, I believe, during the football game. It's a big week. I mean, this is a local homegrown boy that's now a bad to the bone Army Master Sergeant and a Medal of Honor recipient, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be so get out and support him. Not very many times from this area out here in western Oklahoma do we have a Medal of Honor winner that grew up on the farm and grew up in the oil field. What else is there in western Oklahoma? Farming and the oil field. It all goes hand in hand. So be sure to attend that. Like I said, here in Elk City, 2:30 at Arrowhead. And it looks like it'll be a beautiful day for doing it. And so I just wanted to pass that along. Well, when I come back, see, my brain's already went dead. I'm sitting here looking at you. Anyway, when I come back, I got some gentlemen in here from Nature's Formula. Bill Strange is the owner. Peyton Owens, he's the sales manager. And Willie Strange, he's the CEO. Is that right?
Chief of operation.
I was trying to pump you up more than what you really are. So anyway, they're going to be talking about their livestock probiotic products. It's really interesting. That one caught my attention. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be talking to them, and I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma weather forecast for you, the Long Ranger, and later on the Hobart Farm and Garden southwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger going on. And let's see, later on the show towards the end, I'll be talking to you about what happened with the cows and the bulls up at Woodward yesterday to see if they moved one way or the other, or if they stayed steady. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the Elk City Mezzanette, it's 59 degrees. The winds are out of the south-southwest, 15 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 21. At the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette here in the studio, it shows 56 degrees, 4-mile-an-hour wind, and 38% humidity. So it dried out there nice. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. And Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. Then they put the calves on feed, in some cases for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. And if you've never had Taylor Ranch beef, that statement right there is very true, so you need to get you some, I promise you. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table, quarter, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. I thought I had this all memorized without looking at it, and I almost said 580. But anyway, Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. The ranch is right here in Roger Mills County. One of the most historical ranches, I believe, in the western part of the state. Anyway, you get a chance. Well, joining me right now from Nature's Formula is Bill, Peyton, and Willie. And you guys brought, I thought he was bringing some liquor in, but it's got some other stuff in it. So anyway, I'm sorry, I got a bad mind. Alcohol's always involved somewhere, maybe. Not really, but anyway, it's fun to talk about it. Well, welcome. You guys come in from Texas and Kansas this morning?
Yes, we did.
We stayed the night here.
Oh, you did?
In Elk City, yeah.
Oh, cool. Anyway, how was your stay?
It was all right.
Where'd you eat last night?
Janice's Cafe.
Oh, cool. That's one of our favorite. He just did the sports show there yesterday for breakfast. Anyway, you guys, you're the owner of Nature's Formula. You're the sales manager. And you're the chief of operations. Anything else you're chief of?
That's about it.
Is that about it? And anyway, there's what do you last time you was in, you was talking about your Nature's Formula that helps the crop and stuff. But today we're going to talk about livestock. And let's start out with the lung score. Is that what you want to start out with?
We can. Yeah, we got several. Like I said, last time, yeah, I was here talking about our microbial fertilizer, and we also then have a lot of livestock products, a lot of cattle products that kind of fit, a lot of various cattle products that fit within any operation. I mean, we got drenches, an all-natural antibiotic, loose mineral, liquid feed additive to just kind of fit whatever within any kind of operation, so.
Have you had to adjust any of your formulas this year, or with the drought going on all over Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, has anything changed with your formulas, or are you just adding, or is you staying same with what you have them do with their cattle?
The products we have are probiotic microbes in the product. The probiotic microbes, how we produce the product for cattle. And we don't change formulas. We just increase production.
Right. And well, with your lung score, tell me what the lung score does.
Lung score is designed for like upper respiratory. It's like if you got a sick calf, or like I said, we got a protocol if you're buying like sale barn cattle of three products we recommend to give on intake, and that would be the Feel Right Drench, the Lung Score Drench, and our MB1, which is our natural antibiotic. But like I said, if Lung Score is designed more for upper respiratory.
And with the drought going on and a lot of dirt going on, respiratory disease is a number one worry about people buying calves and that are either winged or unwinged. You can still get it. Even your cows out in the pasture can get it.
Yeah.
And so,
especially out right now, like you said.
So how do you go about how does this given to the cattle?
Like I said, the Lung Score and the Feel Right are both of our drenches. It's 4 ounces per head in the mouth. Drench them if they're 350 pounds and above.
Right.
2 ounces if they're less than 350.
That's a one time or every day or?
Should be just pretty much one time.
Yep. I got you. And what is so the your Lung Score and what's the other one?
It's called Feel Right.
Yeah, Feel Right. All right, and what's it for?
It's a drench that has electrolytes, probiotic microbes, and then a vitamin pack within it. So the first thing, if you give them like the Feel Right and you turn them out of the head gate, they're going to want to go get a drink of water and then go to the food source immediately.
And not to change the size of your animal, how's that for baby calves?
It works great.
Good.
Like it'll clear up scours or anything. Yeah. If you're calving.
It got me.
But then it's
thinking.
Just 2 ounces then.
Right.
Because they're smaller than the 350.
You're just drenching into their mouth.
It's just probiotics. Gut health is the key to, that's most of the battle that you're fighting all the time is gut health. If you get the guts lined out, everything else just works the way it's supposed to, a lot easier.
Well, this unlabeled bottle here, I thought it was a secret weapon when you brought it in and they didn't want me to talk about it. But anyway, the MB1, what's it?
Well, it is our secret weapon, but like, Bill, go ahead.
Well, MB1 is for any infection. It will, you can inject it, you can get it orally, you can, like cuts and abrasions, you can wrap it. It works on any animal there is, and it will get rid of all infections in the body.
Yeah, when you started talking about it earlier, I was like, you got my attention, because I'm gonna get some in my stock. And because you never know what's going on with cattle, you know, I had a calf earlier this year bit twice of the by rattlesnake in the same leg, and you know, was at the vet for almost a week and a half, and they were applying antibiotics and stuff to that those bites and stuff, and you know what, she's almost caught up with her brothers and sisters. I mean, for about a month he was like, I'm just gonna take her to the sale barn, put her in a pot, take what I can get. And now she, and plus her ears are frozen off from being born in the, in the cold weather, that coldest weather that night. Poor girl, she ain't had much
had
of a chance.
Rough start.
But yeah, she had a rough start. You're exactly right. But now she's, you can't even hardly tell she's limping, which is unreal, because that she had to cut that ligament to get that stuff in there to get that, you know, that, infection out of there. And she, you can hardly tell she's got a limp now, and that came to mind when you started describing what that was.
And you can go to our website. We got videos of and pictures of what we've healed on horses, cattle. It's amazing,
and it's all natural.
It's
all natural. We were talking before the show. You said that this was better than what drug?
Draxxin. And it's very much cheaper than Draxxin.
Right. Yeah, because everybody carries a bottle of Draxxin with them.
Yes.
I mean, that's bottom line. I do, not during the summer, but you know, try to. But you got Draxxin with you, and that's just going to be. That's a great product.
It's a phenomenal. I'm telling you, when I put it together, I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. It works on all kinds of things.
Hey, describe again what it basically is. You don't have to give all your ingredients out, but what
well,
is
the probiotics microbes are in the product. I take herbs and plant life and extract it through the microbes, and that creates the product.
Product.
So it's all natural stuff that I put in the microbes to produce the product.
And is that what, if you're buying from you guys off your website or calling into Peyton or whoever to buy, is that the size jugs you're buying here?
It comes in 5 mil or
quarts. Like a 500 milliliter bottle, typically.
Right.
But most people order for that.
Right.
And then these are typically in gallons or quarts.
Right.
The drenches.
Yeah, there's operations out here you could probably love to buy it by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, when you're out there at Turner Ranch today, you might talk to them. So that's a pretty big cattle operation out there. And then, so what size is that, a quart or pint?
No, this is just
this
a
is
sample.
Just your,
this is a sample.
Pack for
so
you.
What's your 500 milliliter? What's it run?
For the MB1, it's 8750.
Yeah.
The gallon of Feel Right is 140, and I believe the lung score is 240,
yeah.
I believe.
But that'd go a long ways.
I mean, if you gave all three, like on incoming cattle and stuff, it's $13.80 or something like that to treat it.
And it doesn't go bad either, does it?
No.
So as long as it's stored right.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't.
You need to seal it put it in low temperature, sure, not the hot sun.
Right, yeah, just room temperature be
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they got, the questions are firing up here. Let's see what we got. What is this? Gut health, same in people, is why you take your probiotics every day for your gut health, especially when you eat junk food.
That's correct.
This is a quote from my wife right here.
Yeah.
And she is
all
correct.
Same principles. Yes.
So, let's see here. Another question is, can people take this?
It's not for human consumption because we're not certified.
Right. It's not labeled
right,
for human consumption.
Yeah. I knew that answer, but I just want to tell you some. But see, this is the South Wheeler hippie cowgirl, so she's probably about up for anything. So don't take it, girl. It's not for human consumption. But anyway, but they well, what else do we need to discuss about that as far as is any of that right there, is it preventive also? I mean, is there, when you're working your cattle, getting ready to turn them out?
Yeah, when you get an animal's gut correct, they're less likely to get infections, get sick, or any of those things. So when you promote the health of the animal from the start, they're less likely to get any kind of diseases or sicknesses or whatever. That's why we recommend when you got incoming cattle, you give them what we call our cattle protocol right up front. It's $13.80 a head, and that prevents them from getting sick and things like that, or you cut back on your sick.
Cut the percentage way down.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well,
it helps with your vaccines. Your vaccines work better because your health is better.
Right. Well, she replied, she said, well, ivermectin hadn't killed me yet. Well, guess what? It hadn't killed me either. I take 2 cc's a month. So, and I'm not bashful about telling anybody that I take it either. And but it's not the pour-on kind. It's an injectable kind I take.
Or.
Yeah, I take it orally. But when this was all going on back there in the old COVID days, we call it, you know, and they were talking about in Arkansas and Missouri where people was taking ivermectin, mm-hmm, and coming into the poison control centers. Well, I did my research. I actually called them, and the lady that I called at the poison control center in Missouri, very nice lady. You thought she was from out here in Western Oklahoma, as nice as she was, but she, I was asking her questions. I said, which type of ivermectin was these people being checked into emergency rooms? And she gave me the details on it and sent me a email on what it was. Well, then me not even knowing how to pronounce half of these names anyway, I checked it on. It was the pour-on that these people, mm-hmm, were taking. I mean, just the smell of them makes me want to puke, you know? Because I think, if I remember reading the ingredients, it's been a year now, I think there might be some kerosene in that pour-on ivermectin and some other stuff to help it soak through the hide, but you can smell it. There's something petroleum in that deal. That's what they were taking. Well, no wonder they was in the poison control center. I mean, what? Oh, bad deal. Well, let's take a break real quick, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about nature's formula. This is Jimmy Clark with The Day in Ag.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, October 20th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Fargo, got 135 black steers and heifers 5 to 7 off the cow. Very nice. Protection, Kansas, 110 same breeding black steers, heifers 5 to 6 off the cow. Higgins, 100 Charlotte cross steers and heifers weigh 6 to 8. They're off the cow. Moreland got 47 steers and heifers a day. Byside, 33 heifers 7 to 8. Moreland, 120 heifers at 7. Shattuck got 252 steers and heifers 5 to 650. And Arnett, 60 steers at 7. Had a very good sale on Tuesday with young bred cows bringing 1250 up to 1500. Give us a call. We work 100% for the seller. Never lie to the buyer. Our commission is $5.05 cheaper than some sales around. Give us a call. Thanks to giving Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Good afternoon to all the great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 14th. 1,944 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 442 brought 181. 9 at 502 brought 176. 6 at 554 brought 151. 7 at 599 brought 158. 6 at 653 brought 143. 17 at 696 brought 162. 5 at 792 brought 146. 3 head of heifers at 357 brought 160. 11 at 420 brought 161. 7 at 485 brought 152. 6 at 571 brought 142, 11 at 636 brought 148, 8 at 663 brought 136, 7 at 703 brought 138, butcher cows were 31 to 78.50, butcher bulls brought 74.50 to 95, bred cows were 700 to 1360, pairs brought 925 to 1485. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 17th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,776 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 244 brought 205. 11 at 506 brought 152.50. 8 at 616 brought 171. 5 at 655 brought 173. 8 at 706 brought 172.50. 15 at 737 brought 169. 17 at 889 brought 167. 11 head of heifers at 379 brought 167. 3 at 507 brought 157.
158, 5 at 558 brought 155.50, 7 at 585 brought 157.50, 40 at 672 brought 153.25, 20 at 765 brought 162, 44 at 777 brought 160. Butcher cows were 10 to 82, butcher bulls brought 53 to 102. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, we're having a pretty good discussion in here. We'll see if we could repeat the discussion on air now. It's pretty interesting. You're Northwestern Oklahoma, Southern Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, and Northeastern Texas forecast. Looks pretty decent. Sunday looks pretty breezy, though. This afternoon, high 75. Tonight, 43 for low. This is at the out of the Woodward Airport. 79 for a high tomorrow. 50 for low tomorrow. 86 Friday. 87 Saturday. Sunday, 84 degrees and super windy. Let's see what it's showing here. Yeah, just super windy. Looks like gusts up to 35 and 40 miles an hour. You'd think summer's, well, or spring's hit here with the winds blowing in here. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle here shortly. But back to the board with my guest. I got Bill, Willie, and Peyton in here from Nature's Formula. Bill's the owner. He doesn't act it, but he's the owner. Peyton's a sales manager, and Willie is the chief of operations. And we got, man, there's just so many things we can talk about with micros and probiotics and stuff. And it really, if it works for human, why won't it work for other animals? And we've been talking a lot about cattle, but will these, the feel right, the lung score, and the MB1, will that work on horses, goats, sheep, swine? I mean, what's its limits?
On the feel right, you can't give it to sheep because the copper content.
I got you. Okay.
But goats and horses, and we actually make a equine drench for horses.
Okay.
So we have equine products, feed and minerals for equine.
So we got a lot of horse people that mm-hmm. listen to the show. Can we touch on that a little bit before we move on?
Yeah, I mean the main horse product that we have would be Equine Right. It's just a probiotic drench for horses, designed specifically for horses, and it'll knock colic out if you have any colic issues ever. Knocks the stress out. For traveling and stuff, keeps your horse nice and calm if you're traveling to rodeos or shows or whatever. Like I said, it helps feed efficiency with it. Then we got the horse feed. We also have like a hair care and skin care products and stuff.
You use the hair care deal?
No, I don't use that one.
Well, Bill's got enough hair for all of us. He must be using it. Well, you know, Dr. Clark texts back in here a few minutes ago, and you guys said she's absolutely right. And I know she's smart, but I'm her husband. And sometimes it's hard to pat her on the back. But anyway, I know she's highly intelligent. But anyway, she says here in this quote here, says, and that's why you take your probiotics, to stay and keep healthy instead of reacting to an illness. It becomes proactive for health.
Mm-hmm.
And that hits her right on
that's
the button.
The same thing that we're trying to do with the animals.
And then a question in here. Let's see real quick. Would the stress relief for horses help with trimming moments?
Yeah, it'll help keep them calm. And yes.
There you go. Yes, ma'am. And so, anyway, there. So you got the horse. Do you have any specific stuff for the sheep?
We got a sheep mineral, but that's all we got specific okay. for sheep. So,
yes. No. Anyway, well, we were talking during the break, and you guys have minerals, But one thing that caught my attention, and we'll talk about it all, the one time you brought it up, is the additive, because there's a lot of people that feed, I call it the liquid syrup, liquid mineral, whatever you do, out there with their little rollers and balls on it. You know, and a friend of mine, Donnie, we were talking about this yesterday, the liquid feed. And he said one of the downfalls that he doesn't like about it is because there's so much sulfur and salt in it to keep them from eating so much, you know, that too much is too much. But then you brought it up. So what's this? You got an additive that you can actually put in there.
Right. We call it it's called liquid feed additive. It's a gallon. It's $95 a gallon. And a gallon treats 250 gallons of the liquid feed.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
When you use probiotics, a lot of people need to be educated on probiotics. When you use probiotics, your body absorbs and uses your intake better. Like a cow, say a cow is about 60% or 70% of what they intake, their body uses, the rest goes out the back end. So if we use, by using the probiotics, they jump in their absorption up to about 80 to 90%. So when they eat the liquid feed with the additive, with the probiotics, they eat less because they're content and their body's using it, 80% of what they intake is being used.
Yeah, well, basically, especially on cattle, you know, a cow knows what they need. Bovines know what they need. Now, you put candy, you put grain and corn and whatever out there, they're going to eat more than they need, and it's not good. But they actually, overall, bovine cattle know what they really need. So that hit the nail right on the head. And probiotics, it's the thing. I mean, ask my wife.
Yeah. So, you get a better conversion of feed and intake on the using probiotics.
Right. Well, we were talking about prevention during the break also on cattle, especially like this year I tried something different out here west of Elk City. You know, I had a creep feeder set out for the calves when they were 6 weeks old, and so they knew how to eat by the time I weaned them. And I weaned them at 6 months, and I fence line weaned them next to their mamas. But you was talking about how this... The number one thing that I know about weaning calves is the balling, you know, for a week or two or whatever. What was you telling me about this?
Like for cow-calf operations, the two like products like I use in my operation and that I would suggest a lot of people use would be the Feel-Right and the MB1, either at like when you're working them or weaning time. Like if you use the Feel-Right and MB1 at weaning time, it's going to knock out all the stress, and that's the bawling and everything that they're doing.
Right.
You're not going to notice that, and they're just going to keep on drinking water and eating and forget about mama.
Yeah.
I use them like when I'm working cattle. Like just this Saturday, I worked some calves, calicrate banded them, and I give them their vaccine, a Feel-Right drench, and the MB1, inject it behind the ear so it gets directly into the lymphatic system right away.
Okay.
And just turn them out, and I don't have any. I've never had any health issues the last 2 years, how long I've been doing a cow-calf operation
right.
by doing that.
What about the balling?
I haven't weaned them yet, so, so that's... But
this is just you just working.
This is just when I worked them, yeah.
Right, so, yeah.
And then I fence line wean typically, so I don't have a lot of balling anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, here my wife, she's... now she's getting in on me. Now, the same with you, James Clark. I'm not even going to repeat what she's saying there anyway. But then,
you need to be feed line, fence line weaned.
We can help them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Clark.
Yeah, I think I'm already fence line weaned. But there's that. Well, I tell you what, that fence line weaning, this is my first time to do it because I actually had a pasture I could do it in.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it just, I tell you who looked like it was more stressful on than the calves was the mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mama, one of them out there now still depressed.
Yep.
I was just like, this millennial world is kind of getting in on the cattle now. I've never seen a cow stress. I've had them follow me out of the pasture when I'm hauling their babies off and stuff like that. And, you know, it takes them 2 or 3 days, come back, and they're still standing at the gate, blah, blah, blah. But this cow out here, I guess I should have took her to OSU and had her studied, psych valued and the whole work, because she stands off there out there by herself. She eats, she drinks, and her calf's still in the pasture, and it's actually the one that got snake bit. And, you know, and she was really, really close to that baby, of course. That baby had a rough life. But it's crazy how she, you can just tell she's depressed. But, I mean, what do you do about it? I'm not going to put my cows on Prozac. So I'm, it just, and I feel for her because I love my animals. I probably love my animals more than the normal human being should, but it's just me. You know, I can't stand them to stress and hurt. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll touch a little bit more on what the results from your Formula One on the crops was. On the not Formula One. I got racetrack in my mind now. But anyway, we'll talk about that and see some of your results from up Cheyenne and from on some alfalfa. And we got some stuff in the work that just hadn't been harvested yet already. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
With a small farmer or a big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000, it might be $2,000, it might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery, 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons of free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
When you're dealing with cattle, you want the cream of the crop. Black Hereford Ranch invites you all to their Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale. It's Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. near Crawford, Oklahoma, and online at cci.live.
Selling 80 18 to 24-month-old herd bulls, the good beefy kind, deep, wide body, easy keepers, and selling their top 90 spring-bred heifers, Hereford, Sim Angus, Charolais, and Composites. For sale information, videos, online catalog, and requests, visit blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0711.
The Black Hereford Ranch Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. The ranch is near Crawford, Oklahoma. Bid online at cci.live. Because when you're dealing with cattle, you want the cream of the crop.
I'm not a marshmallow guy, so I was skeptical. But all of my doubts evaporated as soon as I took a bite. The dough was so light, it was like biting into air. Exactly 1/100th of a second later, two wonderful sensations attacked my taste buds. The frosting on top and the cream in the middle. The frosting wasn't something out of a box or off the shelf at the grocery store. It was rich and smooth. And the cream in the middle was not the sticky, stringy marshmallow I was expecting. Can marshmallow really taste this rich and creamy? I devoured it with a big smile on my face. This was my first encounter with the fuzzy Long John at Sleep's Bakery in Clinton. Many of you already know the legend of Sleep's. For those of you who don't, get ready to taste what a donut should be. Dine in or walk up on Gary Boulevard in Clinton between Dollar Tree and Dollar General. Coming soon to Elk City at the former Sugar Shack location. Sleep's Bakery. Donuts light as air, frosted with magic.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank, somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've got to turn that red button on. FYI, if you didn't know it, the Sayre FFA labor auction will be tomorrow night at 6:30 in Sayre, Oklahoma. It looks like all kinds of things are going on out there in the ag class, ag in the classroom out here north of Elk. Looks like the Cheyenne. I got a picture from Marcus Thibodeau, the Cheyenne fifth grade class. We're learning about quail habitat and prescribed fire at the outdoor classroom that the North Fork of the Red River Conservation District is putting on. And then what else do I got? Cassandra, yeah. Oh, that's who it is. I couldn't tell by the picture, but Kristen with the works for the NRCS here in Beckham County, he's out there. And, of course, he's teaching them all about the old machinery. He's an old machinery expert. So, anyway, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. Today will be 69. The winds will be out of southwest at 13 with gusts up to 25. Tonight the wind switches that back out of the north-northwest, 46 for a low. Tomorrow 78. Friday 84. Saturday 86. And Sunday 82, and it's going to be really breezy. On here in southwestern Oklahoma, looks like winds will be 20 to 25 with gusts up to 35 miles an hour Sunday. So it's going to be a little breezy going on. Well, in the studio with me is Bill and Willie and Peyton with Nature's Formula, and we've been talking about probiotics for your cattle. They've got some the Feel Right, the Lung Score, the MB1, and they're leaving me some for me, I guess, to try out. I got one more set of calves to wean, so this ought to be good. And then you guys want me to doctor my Prozac cow up, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
So, but that'd be good. I'm not kidding. I've never seen. I mean, they've been weaned 75 days now, and she's still just over there like she's lost her puppy dog, you know, every day. And I mean, she's healthy. I mean, she's fat, and she's pregnant with another one, and her hair's good, but she just stands over there, you know, just sad, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell her, but I'm going to try that on her. Probably get it on her tomorrow. And anyway, you got some stuff out with some of the area farmers around here. One of them in particular up Cheyenne, because he sends me updates on his alfalfa. Mm-hmm. Looks like it works great.
Yeah, he tried the Plus B BioSure Grow with Plus B additive. That's for insect control. And yeah, he used it for all five. He got five cuttings, I believe, and never had any insect issues at all season. So he's very happy. Got good yields the whole time too from the fertilizer aspect of it. He actually has testimony on our website. You'd be able to find him there and hear his story. You can find out more about all of our products and more testimonies about all the products on our website, naturesformulainc.com. And you can also find all of our contact information and give us three of us a call anytime.
Yeah, it's easy. If you don't remember or don't write it down, you can contact me and I can give you their information. They do run an ad in the Penny News.
Here. Yep, we still have an ad in there. Yep, we
still have an ad in the Penny News, because I remember some of the old farts over there, Sayre, at the round table at Southbound here a couple months ago. I was talking about, I applied this onto my garden. And I sprayed the outside perimeter of the garden just a little ways, not too far away from the garden, but sprayed it on my plants, and I went in and sprayed it on around the garden, because the grasshoppers were terrible this year. And you could walk to my garden, get bombed by grasshoppers left and right, and get within 10 foot of my garden, and it all went away. It was a weird year for gardens in western Oklahoma, I think. And you know, I was telling you when you was in here 2 or 3 months ago about what my tomato plants were doing, and the tomato plants I was talking about was actually the ones I was growing in my tubs, and I applied it and I made tomatoes. They got healthier and it looked better. The bugs, the insects didn't bother them at all. And I think I applied it a twice is what I applied on my tubs and my actual garden. Out there in the garden, man, one out of 10 gardens grew something. And I know you're a master gardener, and you're sitting there looking at me like, you don't know what you're doing, boy. I'm getting that look, Bill.
It's been a tough year everywhere.
Yeah.
Gardens and just farming. This drought is wide, very widespread.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year everywhere.
Yeah, people don't realize how severe drought is on plant life, any of it. And pivots, they don't perform as they would
normal
because of the air. The air's so hot and dry. It's difficult. And microorganisms don't flourish in droughts because the moisture is a highway for them to get throughout the plant and soil.
Right. Well, the music's playing.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thanks for coming by. It's always enjoyable and it's a learning experience for me. I got to learn about your cattle stuff today. It's great. And we got some feedback from some crazy women. And maybe I'm going to put some of that in Sandy's food tonight, see if it calms her. I won't do that to her. She did good. Thanks again, Willie, Bill, Peyton. Thanks for coming in from NaturesFormulaInc.com.
Thanks.
Check it out. You guys have a great day. It's
the biggest songs from the biggest stars.
Here come the